We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Smarty Griffin. There have been folks who have said or suggested or indicated or pointed out that I oftentimes get too emotional, and they're right. They're right. It is what it is. I'm not changing. Last night, when I got this text from my cousin Eileen, who is very close to my family, very close to my children, spends as much time with them as anyone other than their mother, has three children of her own, works full-time. She's insanely amazing. And she sends this text to myself and my sister, who's a nurse, Sandy Tresser. And honestly, I almost puked or punched a wall or kicked someone. I wanted to light the world on fire because I'm just so disgusted with how folks who need the most help get the least amount of help. And I'm talking about Allegheny County's Kane Senior Living Facility in Scott. Just for reference, as we get into this conversation, let me point out to you that, for reference, UPMC has 3,000 beds in this region, 3,000. This morning, they have 39 COVID patients, COVID, okay? 3,000 beds, 39 patients. Kane, 240 beds, over 100 patients. Think about it. Someone's screwing up. It's disgusting. So again, you know, I saw the texts from and the tweets from Peduto and Fitz enraged because Trump might come in here for a political event next week. All right, but take care of your own business, man. Take care of the people in your backyard. Take care of your family, my family. My cousin, who I love like a sister, I see her more than I see my sisters. Is in the middle of this madness with her husband now has COVID at the Kane. Good morning, Eileen. How are you, my dear?
Good, I guess. Yeah. Thanks.
How do you hold up through this? I don't know how you stay sane, quite frankly.
Sometimes I wonder, to be honest with you.
Give us some background on your husband and why he's in Kane, and then let's talk about COVID-19.
Yep. Okay, so he's 60 years old. He's been in Kane since he was 58, 2 years. He was diagnosed with frontotemporal degeneration in 2016. So it's been 4 years, but he had it for probably, you know, the symptoms came on maybe 5 years before that.
Tell our folks, tell our listeners what that is and how that manifests itself and what it does to a man.
So it's an early onset dementia, different from Alzheimer's. They know people. They still recognize faces. It starts with behavioral issues, financial, bad decision-making, not paying bills, things like that. And then it goes on to, you know, if you didn't drink a lot before, you start drinking a lot. You know, you're excessively eating, a lot of obsessive compulsive type things, and getting like, you know, super irate about something that is not even really true, just right. things like that. So he started to become a danger to himself because he was walking all the time. And I couldn't control that because I'd turn around to wash my hands and he'd be out the door. And he would go to people's houses, usually who he knew. But the reason he was placed is because he went to one family's house three times, I found out, went, and we didn't even know them. And so then he fell and hit his head and he had to be placed. So he's been there for 2 years.
And
he was in sales. He had a great job with
he's amazing.
SAP and Oracle. And he was, you know, he was a soccer coach and worked at St. Bernard's, you know, fish fries, and just loved the community, like my Lebanon community. And he had a small family, so he loved our big family.
Tell our listeners his mental condition mm-hmm. right now, my dear.
Okay, so he does not speak anymore. He recognizes us, but he's not able to. See, the thing is, like my daughter said yesterday, so we have three kids and they're in their early 20s. And my daughter said yesterday, you know, Dad, nobody's even going to know if Dad has COVID. And I said, why? And she said, I knew why, but she said, because he can't talk. So if he has a really, really bad headache, no one's going to know. And it's so true. It just makes you so sad.
How are you notified, my dear, that he now has COVID on top of everything else that you have to deal with?
They called me. So Kane has been amazing in the fact that they've been testing the residents almost every week. And I get a call literally once a week with the open invitation that I could call any time. The problem is I can't see him, Marty, at all, except for on the computer, but he doesn't speak. And I understand they can't have us in there, but they were starting like outside visits. I'll tell you something that'll break your heart, because everybody, you know, no one really understands the familial, you know, the sad part about right. this for the family.
Right.
So I was finally able to go in on a Saturday because they were only doing Monday through Friday. And Colin said, I want to see Dad, but he just got a new job, so he doesn't want to leave during the day, you know. I can make up whatever work I had at night. Anyway, long story short, they did let us go in on a Saturday. So Neil came down, and we're outside 20 feet away, and he's, you know, there's a screen. He came down, and as soon as he saw Colin, he ran for the door because he wanted to go see him. So, you know, there's a lot of pain and agony for the families. You know, and then they had to pull him back, and he did end up sitting and having a visit with us the way they, you know, have to do it. But that's just one example.
When's the last time you saw him face to face?
March 11th.
Oh, God.
Yeah, March 11th. And I remember I had a gut feeling that they were going to close.
How the hell?
So
with all these restrictions, you can't see your husband, and the kids can't see their dad. With all these restrictions, how the hell do they get this explosion in COVID cases? How's that happen?
I don't know. When they first called, they said it was community spread with, like, the staff. Like, the staff got it from the community. And I'm not exaggerating when I say it went from 2 1 week to whatever it is today. That was, like, a month ago. I mean, it exploded in there. And they really, I mean, I don't know how it happens. I really don't. I'd love to know. Because I love the staff, and I think they're amazing, and they are doing extra precautions.
Well, how could they? Not, with all due respect, Eileen,
okay.
UPMC has 39 inpatients and 3,000 deaths, and 3,000 beds, 3,000 beds. Kane has 240 beds and well over 100 cases. Something's wrong, my dear. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Can you hang on for a minute?
Sure.
I know you're busy. She's at work, and she's doing this because she thinks it's important, as I do. Something has to happen. Someone's got to step in. I'm counting on Rich Fitzgerald, who will make sure this is fixed. But for now, this is a nightmare. UPMC, 3,000 beds, 39 COVID cases. 39 COVID cases, 39, 3,000 beds. So you get this. Kane, Allegheny County, senior living facility in Scott. 240 beds, 130 cases. 240 beds. 130 cases. It's disgusting. Someone needs to stop this, man. Today. Today. Forget about whether or not Trump's coming in. Don't worry about Donald Trump. Worry about the folks that could die in Kane. Haven't seen their loved ones since March. Who's to blame? Kane's to blame. The employees did this. There are no other suspects here. Someone isn't doing the right thing. 240 beds, 130 cases. 3,000 beds at UPMC, 39 cases. Do the math. Do the math. My dear cousin Eileen is on with me, her husband Neil, who I knew quite well. Quite frankly, a fantastic golfer, fantastic athlete and hockey player, unbelievable dad, very successful businessman. And as she put it, when we noticed that he was changing, he would take walks through our neighborhood, and we started getting afraid and watched him deteriorate. And this early onset dementia thrown into the lap of Eileen, this tragedy. Three kids. Were your kids all in college at the same time?
Yes.
Yes, dear.
When he was diagnosed, you mean?
Yes, dear. And yes. So he's in Kane, cannot communicate with you, which is hard enough. You haven't been able to hold his hand since March. His kids haven't been able to touch dad's face since March. Yet you've got 130 people infected at the facility where they promised to protect him. That has to frustrate you, my dear.
Well, you know, it does. My Shannon works at UPMC Shadyside, and she's extremely careful. I think knowing that she has to go in and help patients with COVID, wearing her mask, and, you know, she doesn't go out, like, to bars or whatever, and she's just super, super careful. When my mother laughs, because when she goes over there, she, you know, won't take her mask off. And, you know, I just wonder if maybe that's what happened. Maybe some employees, I mean, I don't know. I'm just speculating, and maybe that's not a good thing to do, but maybe they weren't careful enough.
How do you, because I've known you for so many years, and you're very similar to my mother and your mother. Somehow you keep it together. Somehow you don't get angry, and you've known me for so many years. I see you more than I see my sisters. You don't punch a wall as I want to right now when I heard this yesterday. Don't you think they have a responsibility to protect your husband and other patients?
I do. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, it's just, I really want to get in there and see him. And the longer, you know, the more cases there are, the less I'll be able to. Someone said I could possibly have him qualified for hospice and then be able to go in. But, I mean, I don't even know if I want to go in with all the COVID.
Yeah. And there's the very real possibility out there that, and we have talked about this, that your husband could pass and you might never get to touch his hand again, right?
Right. Right. It kind of, like you said, it just was like a sucker punch yesterday when I found out. Because to be honest, they really, up until now, have not had. He thinks, oh, it's not going to happen. He won't get it. You know, and even now, I'm thinking, well, he's really healthy. His brain health, his body is super healthy. And I keep thinking positively that he'll go through. But you don't know. I was with friends last night. I just needed to sit down and chat.
Yes.
And we were talking about how you don't really know with COVID. That's the scary part. It's healthy people, you know, so you really can't say, well, he's healthy. You know, he's never hardly has a cold. He'll be fine, because you don't know. And that's the scary part with COVID, too.
Yes, it is.
So,
all right, my
there's
dear.
No guarantee.
I know
so
you're,
thank you.
I know you're at work. This will happen.
Yeah.
This has to happen today. They have to step in here. You know, they called the National Guard in to other facilities in Westmoreland County and Beaver. They should do something here.
I agree.
Yeah, they need to do it today.
I totally agree, and I hope you get people from Kane on the radio as well to talk about it.
Yeah, well, I've got Rich Fitzgerald. That's as good as it's going to get, and he promises he's in the middle of this, and I'm going to hold him to
well,
it.
We love Rich Fitzgerald,
right,
so.
Right.
Thank you.
All right, my dear.
All right.
I'll be talking to you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
So think about this. You got three kids in college. Your husband is 58, has advanced stage dementia. They think it might be actually sports related. He was a really good hockey player. Took a lot of blows to the head. Your husband is now in Kane. He can't communicate. He can't talk. Haven't seen him since March. And you figure, I got to do this because I got to protect my husband. I got to. I got to do this. Okay. Kane screwed up. There's no other way to describe this. 130 COVID patients, 240 beds. What the hell is going on? And why aren't they today calling in the National Guard or the State Health Department or doctors or lawyers or nurses, anyone, to make sure? Why? Why this is allowed to happen? Why? And how? That's what I need to know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.